Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Where are we now?
Right now we are on the African area in the international zone at the site which will be the amphitheater, the Burundi Drummers Amphitheater, it's called in the on the map, on the plan. And we have been working now for a month, a little bit more than a month, on this site to clean it up, take away mulos, rake, level, make bands. With students coming from Chidambaram, Erode, Salem, and other places, Pondicherry.
So these are not our villains who are working here?
No, that is, well, we have some ladies who help us from the village, bring tools through David. But it is African students who are studying in Tamil Nadu who have come and do some voluntary work here to prepare for this African pavilion site. First phase we have, because the plan has been made for the Africa House project, this is first, no, because then actually the professors and student, architect students came from Ethiopia and worked on this plan for 3 months, I think in 2005 or 2006. Now we have seen that there are so many students, because actually we had quite a few African students in Pondicherry that already started to come to our meeting for Africa House, started to interact, wanted to take up the website work. And through them, we got into contact with students from first Chidambaram, Erode, Salem, Bangalore, Mysore, and also Chennai. So we wanted to make this project this summer because they expressed they wanted to come and actually work on clearing the site. So this is what we've been doing now for a month.
So initiative for the physical work here on the sites come from them.
Yes, they expressed. When they came, we had this cultural function in March, I think 26th of March, at the visitor center, when we had 65 students that came from mainly Chidambaram, but also Salem, Erode, etc. And they were very touched by the project and by Oroville and inspired. So they expressed that we couldn't we start clean up the site and start to do something. So then myself and you hooked into this and have been doing work. We have gotten support from some Orovillians, financial support with guest houses, etc. We get free space for the student to stay. And also AVI Germany are helping us financially with this. And from the UAE, actually the European Orville International Meeting have been supportive. So this is really, really nice.
And if you overlook it from the plan, when they expressed the wish to come to work physically on the land and how it really looked like today, it was successful?
Yes, I think if one goes after expectations, then, you know, if that was what we have been looking at, that it didn't turn out the way we thought we would have 5 groups, 15 students coming, working like this, that was not how it worked out. But how it has been working out is that we actually have students who have been coming, who turn out to be very interested, not as many as we thought, but some who want to stay here now and stop their studies for some time in order to voluntary work and internships in Oroville. And I think we have quite long-term commitments and interest. So this is very joyful, and it's, you know, when you expect big, you can always get disappointed, no? But when you look at the small things which happen, which are really real, then everything is fine and very beautiful. And the place is looking very nice. We thought we would maybe be able to do the whole area. We haven't done that. But on the other hand, that leaves us work to be able to do together over a longer period of time. So that is also fine. And we have cleared this amphitheater area. And now we also started a small nursery. We went to Shakti and we got the first trees. And we got a list from Walter of the trees, African trees, which exist in Oroville and where they might be in nurseries and like that. So that is happening. Now Eric, he will be staying now on for the next 3 months at least and take up the work with the nursery and keep on the work on the land and hopefully start to work with Satprem and learn how to do the earth, compressed earth bricks. And then we look at the next phase, how to maybe do this amphitheater together.
The nursery is going to be on the site itself or somewhere else?
No, we decided first, we thought to do it actually at my place because Eric will be staying in a small house that I have there. But then I thought, no, on the site is too difficult because we don't have water, electricity, etc., you know. So we decided to do it at the Unity Pavilion, because then it is close by the site, and also it is more interactive with the whole project. So we try to put the things into the international zone and use all the facilities that we have, and like this. It's very nice.
An aspiration for the future?
Yes, the work continues, it grows. I really hope that the meeting in Ethiopia comes out. The AVI meeting, which will be there in February, is planned. I hope that works out well. I know the architect, the young architect, Brooks, who had done the concept for Africa House, he just came in contact with me via internet and email, and is very much want to work with us and also with this Ethiopian thing, so to further the whole project. So I feel that, yeah, it is there. We had last Saturday, we had a meeting on the site with drums and prayers and like this. So it is, like with everything in Orville, you have to have faith that it is actually there. We are only downloading, and it is all coming. So we just keep on working, big or small, doesn't matter, we just keep on. And I am very sure that this is all happening. It feels very, very solid. Even, yeah, I look out on this side, and yes, it's there.
Eric, hi.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm working on the African Pavilion, African House, and want unity in Africa. So that's the reason behind the whole thing. I mean, behind the African Pavilion, mm-hmm. African House, and we need to have the reason why we came up with this whole thing, why we came up with the African Pavilion, is that we need to have peace and harmony in Africa.
True, but you sweat out. What are you doing now?
I've been working.
Working on what?
I mean, I've been cutting the shrubs. I mean, cutting the cleaning, basically. Been cleaning, clearing out the bushes and stuff.
You came like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I came 3 weeks back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I've stayed here for 3 weeks.
So you, what is the difference to you if you look at the site now and 3 weeks before?
Well, 3 weeks back, this place was a bush. I mean, it was a forest, and you could hardly see anything. You couldn't see. I mean, it was dark. So right now, the place is clear. It looks so beautiful than 3 weeks back.
Anyhow, I wanted to ask you, where you heard about Orville?
I heard about Orville through the internet, and quite a lot of friends of mine used to talk about this place. And so one time a friend of mine called me on phone and told me to come and visit him. So when I came, he brought me to Oroville. I mean, when I came to see him, he brought me to Oroville and introduced me to a couple of Orovillians. So he told me the whole thing about, I mean, why this old project, I mean, Oroville project was started. So with that, With those few words I was told, I mean, I got inspired. When I went back when I went back to my place, of course, where I come from, he sent me an email about Oroville and what is done around here. I mean, why the old project was started. So I decided to come back.
You were here for the Africa Night. That was a cultural evening in March.
Sure. Yeah, I was here. Yeah, I attended it and it was really fantastic. I mean, splendid. Great.
You were performing or you were just in the audience?
Well, I performed. I performed basically, I did the drumming.
Otherwise, where are you from?
I'm from, that's really pretty hard question. My mom comes from South Africa and my dad is from Uganda. So basically, I spent most of my time in Uganda. But then I'm having two dual citizenships. I'm South African at the same time Ugandan.
That is so hard. That is hard or it's fun?
Well, it's not. It doesn't hurt really. It doesn't. It's fun.
There are any controversies between Uganda and South Africa?
No, they're not. No.
You're planning to stay for a little bit longer, yeah?
Yeah, of course I'm planning to stay quite long. Of course, talk on this project, just make sure that this whole thing comes true, comes real.
Yeah. You got really inspired.
Yeah, I really got inspired. I really love what I'm doing because I wouldn't be here if I didn't like the whole thing, if I didn't like the whole project and whatever that I was told, everything that I was told about the, basically about Auroville and the African thing, the African house, African project, because quite many countries in Auroville that people who come from different countries started up their pavilions. I mean, they really look so good, so awesome. So when I went there, when I paid the visit there to those pavilions, I really wanted us to, as Africans, of course, to have the same thing. Yeah, so that really inspired me.
Thank you. Stefan.
Hi.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
How long you been here now?
About 2 days now.
What is? How do you feel this this area, the African land?
It's the place it's situated is good. When the whole place is clear and it's okay, it will be fine. Mm. Yeah. At least we've worked for. I participated in the first work, the first day I came. I was hoping also today to participate, but it looks like I came late. But it's good.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
And you're studying?
And I'm studying here in India. So we just came here to visit and to. But we happened doing the volunteer work, which we found it interesting.
Where you heard about Auroville?
We heard it from a friend who's studying here in Pondicherry already. And then after that, we made a visit and we were showed around with Mr. Tecaste. And that's how we knew Auroville.
How you see this project, Africa House, which is the name of the African Pavilion?
Oh, it's actually a good plan. At least trying to incorporate the Africans also in this project. At least now all continents will be somehow involved, and it will make us mingle with each other and know each other's culture in a better way.
And you think that can maybe lead to the peace also between African countries?
Yeah, by mingling with each other and learning each other's culture, it can create a lot of peace in between ourselves. More so when, let's say, more people from different countries in Africa come and they like have a podium of sitting together in, let's say, this African house. Definitely they have to put aside their nationalities and work together in peace.
So you can imagine to see the real pavilion as it Indian pavilion already built and Tibetan pavilion to stand up here?
Yeah,
You can see it?
And try to visualize it. Yeah.
You visited already before, yeah, for the African Night in March?
Yeah, I was already here before.
How you felt about that thing and about the whole project of African House?
The whole project was okay. We had fun. Basically, it was just about enjoying and we had fun. We got to meet more people. We got to interact with each other. And I made many new friends over there.
That's
so
good.
It was good.
Yeah. And Aurorillians? Have you interacted with Aurorillians?
Yeah, I've interacted with most of them. Like Tecaste, we met again over there. They showed us some literatures, we were to read them and see how Auroville works as a whole.
And how you see it? I mean, the Auroville and the concept and idea of Auroville.
Actually, the concept or idea behind it is good. It's very hard to find the same project or the same concept being practiced elsewhere. So to me, I got it exciting and interesting. I'll just like to add the Aurovillians to continue with the same spirit. At least they're very friendly. Anybody can feel comfortable staying here in Auroville. So they should continue the same spirit, and I hope to see this African house through.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Andrew, hi.
Hi.
Where you heard about Auroville?
Yeah, I heard about Auroville from friends and from my friends, actually.
What is your impression about it?
Yeah, after I heard it from my friends, I came here to visit. So I said it's a nice place to be. The activities going on in Auroville. I was interested in everything about Auroville. Yeah.
And you decided to join the working team for this summer, yes?
Yeah, sure.
So if you compare the month ago and now?
At the working site right now, there's something big has been done concerning the cleaning and everything. Yep. Okay, as for now, I actually don't know when the building will start, but if maybe there'll be more job to be done on that site, I'll be ready to join and work hand in hand with those guys who
How you feel about that project, Africa House?
It's a nice project, actually. So once I heard about it, at the first time I heard about that project, I was really interested to know much about it. So that's why I came here and asked more about it. And I decided to join in the cleaning of the area where the building will take place.
Hmm. Yep. Where are you from?
I'm a Kenyan.
And you studying here?
Yeah, I'm a student in India, studying in a town called Erode.
You would be coming more often now to Auroville?
Yeah, I'll be coming again and again.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Habib, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Where you heard about Auroville?
I heard about Auroville mainly from friends. I didn't know about Auroville. I was planning to come and visit Pondicherry to see Pondicherry how it is, when I met my friend Andrew here, who brought me to Auroville. It's a place where someone reaches his inner self and decides to do something for the community. Someone decides to provide something for the community.
How do you feel about that? Africa House, the project for building up an African pavilion.
The Africa House is is the first African project that has been so far in Oroville, and it will be very nice. It will be a proper help to many of the African students who study in India, who don't have anything to do during their summer holidays. They can be visiting their Africa house and be contributing a lot.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
And you studying?
I study in Irud.
What?
I study computer science. I just finished my computer science
degree. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Kelly, hi.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. How you feel here?
I'm feeling good.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just good. I'm happy. Mm. Yeah.
Because of what?
Yeah, you mean about Oroville? Yeah, I think Oroville is nice, you know. I came here about a week ago. You know, just heard about the place from friends. So I just decided to visit Pondicherry. From them, I know some friends told me about Oroville. And I had to come here. It's nice, a nice place. I like the weather. And I also like the, you know, the events taking place here, the party and other things.
Your friends told you about Oroville. What they told you?
Yeah, they told me, you know, actually I learned about the African project, you know, learned about how Oroville started, you know, about the mother and other things. You know, that's what I learned.
Mm. Where are you from?
From Nigeria.
And are you studying here?
Yeah, I'm studying in Agra. Mm. I'm doing BCA, Bachelor of Computer Applications in Agra.
But further on, because that is an ongoing project, would you participate?
In what?
In African Pavilion, Africa House.
Yeah, why not? Mm. Of course, I have seen.
You got something
special? It's a nice project, you know. One in town, you know. Mm. Yeah, it should be a good thing if the project succeeds. It should be very good for Africa and all the people, you know. So.
If succeed.
If it succeeds, it should be nice.
Why you think it shouldn't? I mean, but.
Sorry.
You said if.
Yeah, because you know there are lots to be involved, you know, lots of effort, lots of contributions from people. So it will take a lot of time before it comes up, really. I think so.
But it can be realized?
Yeah, sure, it's realistic.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Joseph, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Where are you from?
Actually, I'm from Kenya.
And
I study in Irod. I'm doing a course called Computer Science. I finished this year.
And my guess would be the friends told you about Oroville.
Actually, I found about Oroville 2 years back. Because we came, I knew about Oroville Beach, but I did not know so much about the Oroville Center. So actually, when I heard about the African project in March, so I came to participate, and realizing the dream is coming to a truth.
So you can see the project to be realized.
Yeah, the project will be realized. Mm. It has to happen.
How you feel about the model for Africa Pavilion?
Actually, it's a nice thing, because. Yeah, if you look around, every other continent is represented. It would be very nice for the Africans to be represented too. Yeah.
And how do you think the African students can really participate here around?
Actually, most of the African students really want to participate, but you know they don't know who to contact, who to guide them on how to be part of the project, because not so many know about the place. Or have come to Pondi, you know, only a few come to Pondi.
So what we can do about it?
we have to pass the message around to almost everybody, and that will be passed through modes of communication, through Facebook and some other stuff, actually the internet.
So the webpage is a must.
Yeah, the webpage is a must, and I'm ready to contribute, and I'm ready even to create the webpage, because that's my line of work. Yeah.
So you said you were here in March for African Night, yeah?
Yeah, we are here in March, I think, 26th.
So how it was?
It was very nice, the dancing, everything that was organized that day, it was superb. Yeah.
And you would be participating for the one, yeah?
Yeah. The next one that will be there, I'll be participating fully.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Isaiah, hi.
Hi.
What do you think about this project of building up an African pavilion with the name Africa House?
Well, what I think about it is it will make the whole place complete, because if we have the Chinese pavilion, the German, and all these kind of people coming from everywhere, then it just makes good sense that we've got to have one for Africa. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's very important for us to have it.
Is there anything else besides having a pavilion there, what you can achieve with it?
Well, the main aim of, I think, the mother was to bring people together, to learn from each other. So I think apart from just the pavilion thing, the closeness of one another. And we're going to learn from people different things, the things she stood for, of course, like sincerity and honesty. When we come into contact with one another, we learn more about such things. So I think we're going to change human character by having this pavilion and having everybody around living. Like you live in a community, if you got some people to live there for quite a long time with you, then we are really going to learn much about people. So it's not just about pavilion, but changing human character, which is so important.
You've been interacted with Auroville, yes?
Yeah, of course.
So you got the feeling that Auroville with idea did change them in that way?
Yes, I think because they are cute in heart, as far as I can see it, you know. And everybody I got to be in contact with, I've talked with, everybody is warm, everybody looks honest, and for the first time in India I felt a little bit home away from home. And you know, it just makes me have a very wonderful feeling. I love it.
That's really good. Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya. Yeah.
You are also studying here, yes?
Yeah, I've finished my studies here. After 5 years, I've finished my studies.
And you went home?
Well, I'm thinking about that, so. But still, Auroville will be in my heart.
So, you have any idea how to contribute from the side of Africans to bring them together? How we can do that?
Yes, first, I think we are contributing right now by cleaning the place. And that's a big contribution by you people, the Aurovillians, and the African students who are here. And the other time we were talking with Jaya, and she also talked about calling the embassy and the dignitaries and people contributing. And we talked about being in Kenya, you can send 10,000 bucks or whatever dollars you have, and you contribute to the account of this to help it, because it shall be a dream come true. We feel, because when you come back here, you're going to get a place to live in. Yeah, so we're going to contribute financially, physically, emotionally too, so we're going to do everything.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I would like to, if I was to stay here the whole of my life, but you know, it's cool, the environment, the weather, I love it. So, it's a great place.
Have you been in Matrimandir?
Matrimandir, I was supposed to go, but I really have not had a chance. Well, I watched the video the other time we were told about the concept of Matrimandir, it's designing, and the work people did there, it was amazing, you understand? So, I know a little bit about Matrimandir, but I know some values which stands for a little bit, which I know I will learn more as time goes by, and I'm patient to learn. Quiero ser.
Judy, hi.
Hello.
You've been involved in the project of Africa House since the meeting in January, correct?
Yes, I've been involved.
What do you think about it? How do you feel about it?
I think the person who came up with the idea, it's a pretty good idea. And, well, there are not much Africans here, and I think if the project continues well, I think many people will come to know about Oroville very well. And because most of us, we come here, we don't know about Oroville, we just know it's a place with many foreigners, and so, but we don't know really what's happening.
But you know, by now, I think at least some facts. So, how you feel about that idea to build up a pavilion in the international zone for Africa continent?
See, the idea is good, but because at least many people come, okay, from all over Africa. We mingle with others, like we meet people from other countries.
You're meeting people from other African countries?
Not only African countries, because there are also some other people from other countries.
Mm. What do you like about Orwell the most?
I mean, it's a peaceful place. I love it. It's a place where you won't see people discriminating, and there's lots of love in Oroville.
Okay.
I'd like to stay here, at least even if I go back. I'd like to come back and visit, at least by the time I come back, the African house will be fully established and running.
You can see it built.
Built, yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah, I can see it being built. Maybe, okay, not now, because we still have to do some fundraising, and it's hard still, but at least by next year, I know something will, the foundation will be up and the house will be.
Thank you. Valentine, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. You are also, last 6 months, you are working, volunteering, working in International Zone for African Pavilion, Africa House.
That's true.
How do you see it? How do you feel about it?
From the beginning till now, I can say much has happened. We get now students from North India coming down here, and like at least everyone throughout India has come to know about the project. So I think the project is going on well. Yeah.
You can see Africa House build up in near future, next few years, 10 years?
That's a tricky question, because I would also want to see my grandson coming here and play, because it's a really beautiful place. The problem is, I cannot say it's a problem, but maybe the thing which is holding back is like, we should let the embassies aware of the project, you know, like some paper presentation to them. But before that, we should also convince like all Africans back at home. We don't start only here, you know, and so that for the unification of the project and Africa as a whole, we should put the message forward to the right people.
And you think that our world itself, and especially with the International Zone, can contribute somehow to the peace in Africa and unity?
Yeah, from Oroville side, because the projects have been started also somewhere in Africa. I understand it's in Ethiopia, and also I think Burkina Faso. So like, through the founder or the inspiration behind this through Tekeste, I think, and the necessary people. That's what the first time I told you, the correct people. Through them and through the embassies around here, definitely Oroville will contribute something to the future of Africa.
Where are you from?
I come from Kenya. Kenya is a nice place. I think you know Obama. He's from also. He's from there. I think he's my great cousin.
How about this summer project? There was a summer project with students working physically on the land, cleaning the site.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I can say we did quite an impressive job, because I also came down. I wasn't around, but when I came down, I found out the land was cleaned up, everything, and it was ready to go. I even did some part in cutting down bushes and trees. And through the prayers which we did last Saturday, I think everything is going on well. Yeah.
Thank you. Olivier, hi.
Hi.
Eve, hi.
Hi, Miriam.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rwanda. And I'm in India for studies. But now I get I join Oroville campaign for to make international zone like that. So I now I'm walking to African land.
How you feel about Africa House, that is an African pavilion which is supposed to be built in next few years, 10 years, 20 years?
I like that, so I now, I like that and I like Africa, so I even now I want to use my local language, Kinyarwanda.
Okay, no problem with that. So tell me, in Kinyarwanda, how you feel about the Africa House?
Africa House ni ibintu byiza kubera ko bituma Afrika imenyekana. Ariko ikibazo kiro nuko abanyafrika batarabisobanukirwa ngo byumve neza.
The African House is an interesting project which will make Africa to get known all over the world, but we still have the problem with the Africans. They have to understand what is the African project.
Do you have any idea how to do that?
Cyambere ni umvisha yuko ari ukubanza kumvisha abanyeshuri b'abanyafrika bari mu Buhindi icyo kintu bakagisobanukirwa kuko nibo batera intambwe ya mbere mu kubikora.
Yeah, the thing you have to do is to explain for African students who are studying in India in order to start the project, because they are the ones who can make the first step easily.
But Stephen, do you have any idea how to do that physically?
Biragoye kugira ngo umuntu abahuze kubera ku Buhindi ni bunini kandi bari mu bice bitandukanye. Ariko iki gitekerezo mfite ni ukureba ukuntu umuntu yahuza abahuza ku bintu bakunda.
It's a problem to gather them because India is a very big country, but we can try alternatives according to their willings or entertainment things or everything which will attract them.
Nibaza ko dukoze nk'ibintu by'imikino, festivals zitandukanye, imiziki, tushobora guhuza abantu benshi turebye mu gihe cy'ikiruhuko.
So he thinks if we try the festivals, music festivals or other entertainments and holidays, it will be possible to gather all of the students.
Where you heard about Oroville?
For first time ku bwa mbere numva bya Oroville. Nabikuye kuri Miriam. Miriam niwe wansobanure neza ibya Oroville, ndabyumva bituma mbaye interese cyane kuryo no kugira ngo mende gukora ubu ngumu no kubera Miriam niwe watumye bimenye.
The first time I heard about Oroville, it's Miriam who introduced Oroville to me. She explained a lot about Oroville. Until now, she's the one who's still motivating me to collaborate with Oroville.
And if you look back, can you see the results of the work?
Akazi kakozwe mu minsi yashize yose ku haragaragara ko hakiri cyakozwe cyahindutse ariko akazi karacyari karekare.
In this past 6 months we did something, but the land is clear, but we still have a lot to do.
Did you participate in this cleaning?
Naritanze uko nshoboye nkuko nabandi babikoraga naritanze narakoze.
I participated as it was possible. I did my best.
And you would be working with the international zone in future?
Sure, sure. Ka numva binshimishije cyane 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 umuntu umva ko adakorera amafaranga cyangwa akore cyari gukorera ubumuntu.
Sure, it's very interesting to me to work not for the money rewards or this money value, but for the human community.
Do you think it's possible that Africa House really bring Africans together and maybe that way obtain peace in Africa?
Nkurikije urugero mbona muri Oroville kuna abantu babanye ku buryo butandukanye kandi ari abantu batandukanye, nibaza ko bishoboka cyane ko aba African Pavilion imaze kubakwa abantu baba abanyafrika bajya hamwe bakirengagiza aho baturuka nibatandukanya bakaba bamwe.
It will be better when the African Pavilion will be completed, because it will gather different Africans from different countries for the only one aim, and I think that will make them together, yeah, and get united.
So you can see the African House built.
Yes. Uko byagenda kose ndi mu Buhinde kandi nifuza yuko yazarinda yubakwa nkiri mu Buhinde mbireba nkazanaba mu bayitaha nkagira n'icyo nkankora gishoboka mu kuyubaka.
Yes, no matter what, it must be built, and I'm still in India and I'll do my best to help that. Yeah.
How you feel about Oroville in general? About the principles, ideas?
Yeah, ibitekerezo ngiye birandenga. Uyu mubyeyi wabitangije, the mother, afite ibitekerezo, yagize vision iteye ubwoba ikomeye cyane, irarenze kuko abantu bo ku isi yose bafite ibitekerezo nka biriya, isi yaba paradiso.
It's very interesting according to the mother's ideas. She had a nice philosophy. If we follow it, it will make the world a paradise.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you both.
Jeringe, Jeringe.